This Wednesday is our observance of the Lord's Supper, and as we do from time to time, this time I ask you to please come in quietly, be quiet when you're in here, and then leave quietly as we observe this major one as far as the time of year it is. And so I would ask for your cooperation with that. And then don't forget that next Sunday we have only one service, and that's at 10 o'clock. A slightly extended service, as we have special music, and so please come prepared next Sunday to be here at 10 o'clock. Gentlemen, we will have our prayer meeting at 9:40 before the service in my office, so would appreciate your participating in that. Also coming up next month is our Bible conference with Evangelist Caleb Reed. And I trust that you're planning on that, that you're planning on being here, that you're planning on inviting people. That'll be May 18 to 21, a Sunday to a Wednesday. And so I trust that you're praying about that and that you will be prepared for that when that time comes. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So last week we looked at the fact that God is good because God is benevolent. Every good gift and every complete gift is from above. And we looked at the fact that God's gifts, first of all, are good. Every good gift. And that has to do with how God gives. God always gives in a good way. God's gifts are complete. Every perfect gift emphasizes what He gives. And then we looked at the fact that God's gifts are from above. We don't look to Washington, D.C. We look to God, we look to heaven for what He has. So He is benevolent. We saw that last week. Today, the last part of verse 17 is all we're going to be looking at. But we look at this fact, and if you would just summarize it with one word, I don't know if you remember the word I gave you last week. It says, from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And so I am putting it this way, God is also immutable. Immutable means unchanging. God cannot change for the worse because He is holy. But get this, God cannot even change for the better because He's already perfect. If He could get better, there would be some progress in who He is, progress in His character. But God is always the same. Never for the worse, never for the better, because He is immutable. And when we look at this, we see that these gifts come down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Let's look at that first part. Cometh down. Now, we've already looked at that in one sense, but I'm going to look at it in a second sense today. Cometh down is literally they keep coming down. Now get a hold of that. God's gifts keep coming down. They keep coming down. It's present tense. It's like a continual stream of God's gifts. And they come down. When we pray as Jesus prayed, what would He do when He would pray often? Which direction would He look? Somebody? He would look up. Why up? God's gifts come down. And as He looks above and blesses the food, He is acknowledging that God's gifts come down from above. After Jesus' resurrection, He left this earth. Which direction did He go? He went up. He ascended up into heaven. When we pray, we may bow our heads, but we are praying to God above. When Jesus comes again, From which direction will he come? From above. The Bible says, the trump shall sound, and he shall descend from heaven. The Bible says we are to keep our affections which direction? Above. Set your affection on things above, not on things on this earth. So, these gifts come down from above, and these gifts are continuous. He doesn't give occasionally. He gives continuously. Even when you don't see his gifts are there. We just need to acknowledge them as such. This week, somebody, or maybe even tonight, somebody's going to look at the rain that happens and go, oh, why now? Whereas I'm going to be going, great, we need this rain. Okay? To some, it's gifts. To others, they don't acknowledge those gifts. They don't see that as a gift. They are continuous. So even when we don't see what they are God's gifts. When we get to heaven, we will see plainly how the gifts of God's goodness were showered upon us continuously. So his gifts are continuous when we read that phrase, cometh down. But secondly, I want you to see this. God's gifts are consistent. He is called the Father of lights. He is the Father of lights. He created what illuminates the sun, the moon, the stars, lights as opposed to darkness. There is the father of darkness, and that is Satan himself. Acts 26:18, the commission given to the apostle Paul when he was Saul is to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. God's intention is not to keep us in the dark, but to accomplish his will in our lives, which must be done by our trusting in him or in whatever is happening. When we go through trials, when we seem to be in the dark, which is what this chapter is all about, is trials. What a comfort to know that as Daniel said in Daniel 2:22, God reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. You may be going through a dark time. God is the Father of lights. Now, the lights of heaven vary in brightness. You can look up at the moon, but you can't look up at the sun. There's a variation in the brightness. There's a variation in the lights. With God, it's always a brightness that exceeds the brightness of the sun, as Saul learned on the road to Damascus, even brighter than the sun. And then it says in that verse, neither shadow of turning. If shadows come between you and God, you should never question God's love or doubt his goodness in your trials or in your times of temptation. He did not change. I did. Not even a shadow of turning, it says. Shadows are caused by what comes between you and the light. And it has to do with your position, not his. You're the one who goes under the shade tree so that the sun can't hit you. You're the one who goes to those objects that block the light. There's no shadow of turning with him. He did not change. I did. Hebert, in his commentary, there is never any dimming of the light of God's holiness that would make it possible for him to become the tempter of men. He is always, always at the same brightness. God's character of goodness knows no change, no variation. He is dependable. He is consistent. He's not giving one day and elusive the next. God is immutable. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Psalm 33:11, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I change not. Man is an emotional creature. One day you may feel like giving, the next not so much. That's what happens in marriages. Things are going good. giving to each other. The continuous giving of God is our example. Continuously giving. And what we read in the Bible that God did for others, He will do for me. Oh, it'd be great if God would treat us like He did those in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. Well, it may not be exactly the same, but He deals with this just as goodly, if I can put it that way. As Donald Trump would say, probably, goodly. He deals with us well all the time. So every good gift, how He gives, every perfect gift, what He gives, is from above, from where He gives, and cometh down from the Father of lights. And He has the light. There's no variableness, and there's no shadow of turning. If there seems to be, it's because of my position, my character, not His. We can trust Him. He is benevolent. He is immutable. He is unchanging. Thank You, Lord, for the fact that You are immutable, that You plainly declare, I change not. You plainly declare through James that there's no variableness with You, there's no shadow of turning, that every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from above. Lord, may we remember that even when things seem dark to us, even when things seem to be in shadows, may we remember James 1:17. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's close in a song, please, Dave.